circumstance, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Say, my God reigns, amen. My God reigns, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you for calling on me. Amen. To deliver this. Amen. Because it allowed my spirit man to be free. He didn't say that man reigns. He didn't say my husband reigns. He didn't say my children reigns. He didn't say my family reigns. Songwriter said, my God reigns. Amen. Anybody making that personal today? Hallelujah. It's about my God. It's about what he's doing in my life. Somebody say, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be in this place, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the heavens, oh God. We thank you for every realm that you allowed us to experience. Now, God, we repent of every tongue, oh God, that we have spoken against one another, oh God. We repent of all of our sins that are known and unknown in the name of Jesus. God, right now we invoke your presence, oh God. We invoke the Spirit, oh God. Father, we invoke the presence of God to just overtake us and overthrow us, oh God. Father, that we may have an experience beyond experiences, oh God. For we know, oh God, that we are able to do all things in you, oh God. For we know, oh God, that you are our strength, our life, Father. You are our Redeemer. And for this, oh God, we give you praise, honor, and great thanks. And let the believers and the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we all say, amen. You may be present in the presence. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Who says that the Lord would not continue to reign? Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord, amen, for the prophet and the prophet in their absence. I bless the Lord for the ministerial staff, the deacons, amen, for Deacon Hall in his absence, for the other portion of our praise team. We received a message from Little Craig that he's experiencing pain in his body or discomfort. We ask that you lift him up in prayer. So is Prophet King and Prophet King, stating that they're experiencing pain within their bodies. So we will continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We would dare not let the enemy take over our presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our motto here is interceding is what we do. Pray one for another. Amen. And that's what we will continue to do because this is the mission of this ministry. Hallelujah. Minister Javelia ran into your hearing, 1 Kings 18 and 41. It says, our main scripture here is, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for the sound, from there is sound of abundance of rain. Amen. There's a sound of abundance of rain. Let me just give you a history as to what's happening in this chapter. The chapter before speaks that Elijah was set aside. He was set aside by God, and he was even fed by the filthy animals called ravens. Amen? We know that ravens, they kick and they chew on anything, including flesh. Amen. But even in that point, the prophet was set aside because he had to be fed, to be strengthened, to do the work that was ahead of him. Somebody say amen. And at this time, Elijah was in a situation where kings upon kings, precept upon precept, that all of these people were doing things that were provoking the anger of God. What was happening is king after generation after generation, they were continuing to do some things that was causing God to be very upset. Amen? And so his prophet of God was here. And Elijah went before God. He said, Father, that I am the only true prophet that is still here. The prophets that are in this land have been called out and divided by other kings. Elijah was October, my God. I need you to go back into the midst of my people. Amen? My people. I need you to stand before them and Elijah say, Father, why would you have me go back from which I came? Why would you send me back to the people that despise you? Elijah told God that even they that have destroyed all altars of true worship, yet they call themselves prophets. I'm going somewhere. Even when you give yourself the name of the Lord, doesn't mean that you're living a holy life. Speak, Holy Spirit. So even the altars before God had been destroyed, it had been torn down. And Elijah said, oh God, Elijah said, I'll go back. But then the people went in awe when Elijah said, I'm going to bargain with you. I'm going to help you out. They were worshiping this God, Baal. B-A-A-L. And now here it is that they're worshiping this God. And Elijah said that if you're going to keep on worshiping, I tell you what, we're going to build altars of the same material, the same oil, the same fire. We're going to go ahead and kill this offering and put this offering here at the altar. Anybody want to tell somebody, say, you go first? You go first. I'll let you do that. You go first. You go ahead of me. Amen? Anybody ever made a true bet with somebody else to say, I bet you this didn't happen? They go, oh, I know it didn't happen. And you know for sure that you know that you know? That's an easy bet, isn't it? That's a guaranteed win for you, right? I'm one that takes that bet quite often. Am I right about it? McCray, amen? Yeah, no, sure, I accept that. Because I know that I'm right. So Elijah was betting with the people of God. He said, you go ahead on and you go first. You build your altar and you pray to your God. We're going to see which God is going to come down and take up the altar. He told him, I need you to put the oils on it. I need you to dig the trenches around the altar. I even need you to pour in the water around the altar. That's to say, once it's there, nothing gets in. Amen? So now here it is that they're praying. They begin to pray when dust comes. So now they're praying. It's about 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and they're going into their worship, and they're going into their praise, but this God has not come to consume the altar. See, I got to tell you some things so you can follow me, amen? So now that this is happening and the altar is still there and it's still fresh, it's still new, but there is no God. Elijah even began to mock them. Anybody ever felt like somebody was calling and putting roots on you and you begin to mock them? You thought you had me, you thought you was big enough to do this, but where is your God? Where is this destruction that you prayed over my life? Elijah was mocking him. He was joking at them. Where is this God? Nothing happened. As you said, it's my turn. Stand back and see the foundations of the Lord. As Elijah began to pray, unto God, and man, there was a thunder breaking within the heavens of the earth. All of a sudden, the flame came down. Anybody heard about the consuming fire? This fire came from the heavens. It consumed the altar that Elijah had already built, and it also took down the altar of the others. Now that you get to see who is the true and living God, choose you this day whom you will serve. The people of God began to rant and rave about all of the prophets that had already prophesied and had them serving this other God that showed up and that did not show up, and they actually stood them up. Amen. Why? Because those particular gods had no power. So while you're praying damnation onto others, while you're speaking against others in your righteousness, be careful. Because God isn't in it. I'm teaching you something, church. Amen? So now here it is, the people are saying, you know what? Elijah, prophet Elijah, he serves the true and living God. This is who we're going to follow. So now Elijah said, I tell you what, you go ahead and get them 450 prophets that was all scattered out through the land and bring them here. They collected every last one of them. And he instructed them to be healed. Every false tongue that rises will be damned to the pits of hell. See, we've gotten so complacent in our lives that we believe that who we are, our children and sons, women and children of God, amen, even men alike. But we've gotten to a place in that we have the power and everybody else doesn't. We got so holy, Mother Brown, that there's no righteousness in us. Everybody else is unclean, but I'm saved, sanctified, five baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody else is going to hell but me. Self-righteousness is a sin. Amen? I'm preaching today. Hallelujah. So here it is that he commanded them to kill. Now, at this time, King Ahab was reigning. A-H-A-D. Ahab. God bless you. He was reigning. Now, let me even explain it to you this way. Jezebel was his wife. We've learned that Jezebel was not a good thing. Oh, she was a piece of work. Jezebel was the king's wife at this time, and Jezebel stood up and made an opening declaration. Anybody ever say, you ever heard somebody say, if I be a woman of God, I declare on this day? Uh-oh. Jezebel did the same thing. She said, if I be the woman that I am, I promise you that as of tomorrow, this time, I will kill you, Elijah. Because at this time, it was Jezebel that was instructing the prophets over their land. So we know that Jezebel was no good. How do you think the prophets were moving? Mother, if Jezebel had no good thing about her, what about the prophets that she was raising up? Help us, Lord. Now, here it is that she sent a war, an army, to look for Elijah. And Elijah went the other way. He went the other way because he was running for his life. He was hiding out so that he wouldn't be killed. But God wanted to know, why are you camping out? Why are you so far gone? Why are you where you are? Don't you know that they looking for me? Don't you know they have to take me? They have to kill me? Watch this, saint. Don't you know that they're out to destroy Pastor McCray's ministry? Don't you know that they're looking to kill me, demolish me, put me to shame, hold me up on a stake and burn me alive? But God said to Elijah, I need you to go back in the same way that you came. I need you to go back the same manner. You don't run. You are my prophet. So even then, God had made a promise to Elijah that I'm going to not even, Elijah, that I'm not even going to just have you there, but I'm going to have you go and meet another one that will reign in your stead. Amen. But not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to make sure that I feed you along the way. Even so much that he ran into the woman that was gathering up the last of the five, which was her last loaf of bread for her and her son. Even then, God was working. For weeks on end, while Elijah was on his way and he met into this woman, she began to cook for him because she said, listen, I'm preparing the last meal for me and my boy. He said, woman, if you feed me, it will not be your last. But because he was faithful, say, I'm faithful unto the things of God, God continued to provide the woman of God. Why? Because she was feeding the man of God. In the situation here, it even came to the point where the young man took sick. He even took sick and died. I'm talking about the woman's son. And Elisha said, God rushes, God answers the prayers of the righteous. Am I right about it? He said, well, Father, he took up the son. He said, how is it, the woman said to Elijah, how is it that this God that you're serving and me believing that you are a man of God could allow such trouble to come into my home and have my son be dismounted? Elijah took up the son. He went into what we would call the upper room. And he prayed to this God that we worship. How is it that you allow them to serve me and I be a true prophet? I ask that you, Father, to restore his life so that she would see that this is not in vain. God did just that. He answered his prophet's prayer. He took back the son and said, this is your son, filled with the life. Even greater than the life that left him. A woman looked at him and said, now I know that you are a true man of God. True man of God. Signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow you all the days of your life. Am I right about it? Elijah still went on, but he ran into the king Ahab. And the land was dry. It was nothing. But Elijah knew that they were going to be out to kill him. So Ahab pretended to be who he was to Elijah to get close. But the land was still dry. He said, now listen, prophet. You are the same one that commanded my land to dry up. Because even further back, before the raven fed Elijah had already prophesied to him and Jezebel that this land will be dry until I speak over it again. There will be no good thing in this land until I come along with the word of God to speak life into it. So when they had this encounter, Elijah told him, look, you don't blame me. In other words, I'm just the messenger. You can't get mad at me for being faithful unto God because, look, you have no heaven or hell to put me in. You can't do me like Jesus do me. You can't love me like Jesus loved me. Oh, I'm preaching today, saints. So while all of these false prophets were in the land speaking over other gods that they were serving, they didn't realize about the true living God that was over their lives. So here it is. Elijah had already prophesied that this moment would happen. That until I speak, this land will be dry, no life, amen? So now he confronts this king, and he tells him, I need you to go out. Go beyond these mountains and look. And I came back to Elijah and said, there is nothing. What am I looking for? He said, go again. He went again. He came back. He said, there is nothing. What am I looking for? He said, go back. Go again. He said, there is nothing. What am I looking for? Sometimes we just got to beat down heaven's door because we don't see anything. But we got to keep on knocking until God just opens up the door. Elijah told a man, go back again and look over. One last time. I believe scripture tells me he went seven times. Seven times. He went back. Finally, he looked over and there was a small little pillar of cloud far away. Elijah told him, I need you to go ahead and prepare yourself because we're getting ready to have rain. Somebody said we're getting ready to have rain because my dry season is over. Hallelujah. Now let me get back into where we are now. Scripture says, and Elijah said to Ahab, go be up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. In other words, I need you to prepare yourself. I need you to eat all of what you can eat. Amen. I need you to get all of this, because there is an abundance of rain coming your way. Amen. I need you to be strengthened with me because there is abundance of rain coming your way. Anybody know what provoke is? Anybody know? Anybody getting provoked? I heard a few. Say it again, mother. Say it again, sister.
Provoked to jewel.
Now, in provocation, there's anger. God bless you. God bless you. But they go one and the same. Notice that there was no clouds and no noise, but by faith Elijah said to the abundance of rain. Amen? Going down, so Ahab went, and he went and ate, and he drank. Because at this time, I'm believing this man of God, because he already told me my land's going to be dry. So the king ate. He consumed all of what he could consume. Amen? But Elijah went up to the top of the camel, and he cast himself down onto the earth and put his face between his legs. Now, I don't think many of us can do that position anymore. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, these days, somebody might say that's corporate punishment. I can't kneel like that. I can't bend like that. I ain't flexible like that. See, I can't do it because I'm a little cakey. I don't know about y'all, but I got a little flower here and there. Amen? But then verse 43 says, and he said to his servant, go up, look towards the sea. And he went up and he looked and he said, now, there is nothing. Amen? We just couldn't. Made sure that that was it, right? And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said in verse 44 through 30, 45, at the seventh time he said, behold, arise was that little cloud out in the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare the chariots and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. So in other words, I need you to hurry up and make your way on home, go on home before the rain comes. Take all your chariot, your horses, whatever you thought you was bringing to come out. Take all your stuff. Go on. Because it's going to get ready to rain. I need you to have all your strength on your way home. Amen? So then it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black and the clouds and the wind, there was a great rain. Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Is that the right pronunciation? Yes, ma'am. Now, what does it mean to provoke your rain? To provoke means to deliberately ignore. Amen? Mother said it was, what was it, aggravating? It means to incite something and to do something. Is that what you said, to cause something to happen? Amen? It means to incite by arousing of certain angers. It means to stimulate into action. So whenever you say provoke, anger is involved. Amen? Some people are not angry enough about their situations to actually provoke the right thing to happen. I'm comfortable the way I am. I'm comfortable in my complaints. I'm comfortable in how I do things. And you can't stop because this is the way I am. This is the way God made me. Now watch this. This is the key. This is the underlying question, but it's invisible to a lot of them that don't choose it. Which God are you serving? While you believe that you're in this righteous state, your behavior says you're not serving a living God. Even if you think that you're living a perfect life or a holy life, sometimes self-examination is needed. Amen? Now, the Lord showed me this vision. It was like in a cloud of abundance rain coming upon God's people. And although the cloud was very dark and was supposed to bring rain, no rain was falling at this time. At this time. Now, the enemy was removed the water from the cows of many people. What do you mean? Although you have the provisions and the insight to provoke something to happen, to overtake your situations, but you don't have no power. You want to provoke it, you want to move it, you want to change it, but you don't have no power. You have no power. You are empty. His enemies were empty, although they seen these clouds, and now they're worshiping because they know my land been dry, and I'm about to see, I see it coming. You still don't have any power to provoke the rain. Here it is, beloved, that there is restlessness among God's people all over the world right now. They've been praying and praying and praying, and God ain't moving. I bless the Lord that when I pray, He moves. He even comes to me in the still of the night, and He speaks to me. And when He does that, it is a on point. God bless the Lord with that kind of power. Even when my enemies don't think that I have it, I know about this God that I'm serving. So He gives me the insight as the type of power that we have. Amen? I believe I'm talking to some people that got some power. Amen? So now here it is. Let's give an insight. Let's talk about this little girl, about this story that I heard about rain. Her father was a minister, and he had gathered all the townspeople together, and he wanted them all to come together and pray for some rain over the land. Everybody was walking with their Bibles, going to meet in this common place. Amen? Let's say downtown. Everybody get together. They get together and they begin to pray. But as he's walking out his door to leave, his daughter said, "Well, Daddy, can I go with you?" "Oh, you see no problem with that. Sure, come on." She had her Bible in hand like everybody else, and she run towards the crowd, and she stopped and paused for a minute, and she ran back and got an umbrella. And the daddy said, "Well, why do you have to go back and get an umbrella?" And she said, "Because if we're going to pray for rain, isn't it going to rain?" He said, "Well, it's been dry all this time." Now, watch this. We're talking about the form of God. Huh? The form of God. You got no power. You got the form of God. You do the things that are ritual as to say you are worshiping God, but then you really have nothing. You just have the form of God. Because when you're getting ready to do something, you have to believe that it's going to happen. So it makes no sense for you to pray. I'm going to give it to God. Watch this. Somebody find chapter 43 in Psalms. Somebody quickly find that for me. Go ahead on, Holy Spirit. Somebody find that for me. Psalms 43. I'm sorry, 42. And 11. Read. We walk around so heavily, so tore down, so broken up, yet we say we got the Spirit on the inside. We got the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside, so regardless of your situation, you better muscle up and call to God. You walk around, the scripture said it was what, Cass, what? You walk around all beat up and defeated. I gave it to God. I gave it all to God. But how is it that you gave it all to God and you still have it? Your soul is not even rejoicing. We say, in spite of, we're going to serve God. In spite of, we're going to praise God. But when praise and worship enters your atmosphere, you don't move. David said he was what now again? Oh. I'm sick of it. I keep praying and God ain't answering me. How come? Oh, what's that? What? So I got a form of God. I thought I'm holy. I believe that I'm righteous. Again, we're talking about self-righteous people. So hold it to your earthly good. But that little girl had some faith, didn't she? Because if we're going to pray for some rain, you know, I just got to believe and expect that it's going to rain. Here, her father being the minister over the town's people, you don't even have the faith that it's going right. In spite of what you've seen, in spite of what's been going on, it was dry, it's still dry, and I'm going to pray and ask God for some rain, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to pray for my financial situation to be well, but really and truly, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to pray that I'll be healed in my body and that I will be flourishing in the things of God, but I'm going to pray, but I don't really think it's going to happen. The reason why we don't think it's going to happen, watch this tape, you don't have to say you don't believe because it shows. That anybody remember that old song? It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. Amen?
Even the songwriter living in the world, he said, just smile, just smile, just smile. Smile for me. It's better than anything I ever heard. So even when I'm going through, I'm smiling. Dang, girl. All hell done broke loose. And you right here acting like that? Absolutely. That's one of my cheerleaders. We go at it. In spite of, regardless, because I'm able to speak to my storm. I'm able to command my atmosphere. Don't tell me I ain't got no power. Don't tell me my God won't provide. Am I right about it, McCray? So even when you think you out of order, you think you got the heads up, my God is awesome. Amen. So here it is, this little girl believes. It makes no sense for you to pray for something, ask for something of God, amen, and it doesn't manifest itself. Why? Because you're not self-examining yourself, but you already think you're in position to please God. Anybody say 0 hours? Somebody say 0 hours. Amen. I need someone to find Psalms 130. 130 in verse 7. 0 hours. Hallelujah.
Holy Israel.
Uh-huh.
Hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. And with him is abundant redemption.
Read it again. Read it again.
O Israel, hope in the Lord. Lord, there is mercy. And with him is abundant redemption.
Who is Israel? So where David was talking and asking God to have mercy on us. Please, God, I've experienced some things that I've yet to experience in my life. And there are some things that I just don't understand. But God, I need you to have mercy on me right now. You are my true redeemer. Jesus. I know that a lot of you experience some things, but I like to think my problems are bigger than yours. I'm just speaking out loud. There's no one problem being in any other problem. I just would like to think that. Amen? Because I like to imagine that God just came down and picked my big old problem up and made it something of nothing. Amen? Don't you know that sin is still sin? So one problem is the same as or equal to another problem. But we like to think that my situation is bigger than yours. You just don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You just can't understand me. You just got it all together. I ain't like you. I can't do what you do. Wait a minute. Who is it that we're serving? We're talking about this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This God that moved. This God that delivered Israel. Amen. This God that dried up the land, that won. We're talking about this God that is able to do all things, so we say. So who are we serving? So why is it now? Like I said, I'm being selfish. I like to think my situation is greater than yours. Doesn't mean your pain is any less than mine. Pain is still pain, regardless of what the affliction is. People say, well, you're in a marriage and he don't beat you. I wish he would. Amen? But because he don't lay his hands on me, that don't say I don't hurt. Come on, somebody. So why do we present our pain or our suffering greater than someone else's? Here it is, 0 hours. Here it is that we have arrived at a position which in deliverance we call a 0 hour. The 0 hour is the lowest hour. It is when somebody is in total mess. It is when they're in total captivity. It's when they're in total despair. It's when they're in total depression. They can't see that. They're in the hit rock bottom. You at the last minute, the last hour. You had it. Let somebody say 0 hour. Amen. It is when somebody is filled with confusion and frustration is raining. I'm preaching. The Holy Spirit is moving. It is when you are at a standstill in life. Tell your neighbor, I'm keeping it moving. Amen? It is a situation where nothing has been able to help you. It is a situation in which your knowledge and your brain have convinced that you can be useless. Don't we know that an idle mind is the devil's workshop? Mm-hmm. It is a situation where you simply do not know what to do again. I don't know which way to go. I don't know who to turn to. I can't trust nobody. I can't talk to nobody. You actually eliminated everybody in your circle. You stand alone. You have no fire. You have no power. The ghost has just simply left you. But you know that flesh is raggedy. Anybody know that? Your flesh is no good. Your flesh is left behind. You can't take even your flesh with you. Somebody say material things don't really matter to me. They don't matter. But you can't even take your flesh. So how pretty you are, how handsome you are, I don't care how dapper you are. You can't do nothing with it when you go. God is not after all of our materialistic things. I know I look good. How about you? Come on, sis. All right. But it's not about me. It's not about my looks. It's not about your looks. It's not about what you feel. It's not about what you go through. It's not about your attributes. It's all about what God has for you. It is an hour where everything seems to fail and your friends are becoming your enemy. Your situations where your income has dried up, the business refused to move, and the person that is in his wits and his ends are dried up. Amen? Human intelligence were terminated and thoughts were out of the way. They have been exhausted. Amen? You have done everything you know to do, but there is still no solution. 0 hours. Nothing. Nowhere to turn. I ain't got nobody. Ain't nobody going to come and do for me what they do for you. Why is that? Where is the fruit of your labor? If I call on you, deacon, will you come to my rescue? Why would you come? Why do you feel that you would come to my rescue? Me. McCray, why would you come and do anything for me? Amen. Why would you come? Oh, God bless you. Why would you come? Oh, because I will come for you. Why would you come, Brother Chip? Why would you come and do anything for me? Why would you come, McCray? Why would you come? Because I'll do the same for you. Why would you come, Sister Clayton? Mother Brown, why would you come? Oh. Lo, why would you come? God bless you. Why would you come? All of you are saying the same thing. I love you enough because you've done that for me. You've been there for me. So when we open our mouths and we make this opening declaration in the atmosphere at the show, nobody is there for me. Woe is me. Why is that? Why? Talking about this 0 hour. 0 hour. Last minute, last second. Amen? Now, perhaps you have arrived at this here situation, but now I will tell you that there is a way out. Amen? All of this depression, all this bad feelings, all this anxiety. My boss ain't treating me right. My coworkers just despise me. My husband ain't right. My wife ain't right. My children running amok. My grandchildren don't have no respect for me. The church is falling apart. But what it is here in this solution, what Elijah was saying to us, is that you got to provoke your race. You got to make some things happen in your life. You don't sit around with the pity party, even though they told the crowd, even though they knew the atmosphere was dark, which means the rain was coming. They didn't have enough power to make the rain fall. You may just say, step back and watch. All Elijah had to do was open his mouth and speak to the rain. It is time for you saints to stop going into your dry season. It is time for you saints to stop allowing your pity, your depression, your bad fits, your body, your hate to get involved and in between you and God. It is time for you to provoke your rain. Hallelujah. I need to make some things happen in my atmosphere. Hallelujah. My husband called me and told me the van on the job was stolen. Snatched off the job site. But watch this. They left the keys in the van. Regular agents will say that because you pretty much handed it to them, we're not going to pay. But when he called me and told me that the van was stolen, I went into prayer. Why? Because my Father answers me. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that has been taken from us, God, I ask that you restore either God, either that God, or you restore even greater. They found the van the next day. We didn't even know until 3 days later. Everything that was stolen was still in the van. When they replaced the finances of the van, it was what we didn't even expect. Let me take it a step further. Even in the midst of creating a debt, God created provision. Oh, y'all ain't praise God on that one right there. Even in the midst of a debt, God created provision. Hallelujah. Y'all got to learn how to praise God when you hear a praise report. Hallelujah. But why does God move like that? Because the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. God has not ever created you to experience. I need you to, folks, to stop saying this. I'm just going through it's long suffering. I'm just going to have to deal with this because this is the suffering that God has put before me. God did not create his people to suffer. This is why time and time again, he has delivered Israel. He allowed them to walk through, but when they came into the realization as what we would call this E-thing, when they got it and they turned from their wicked ways and they began to serve the right God, the heavens began to open up. Protection was all around them. Amen. I get to the point where I don't look for man for protection, but I'm going to question you and ask you, why don't you protect me? You say you love me, protect me. You said I've been there for you, be there for me. You said you care about me, show me that you care. Don't ignore me. Don't turn your head against me. Don't not be there for me. Don't ignore my calls. Now I'm making it personal. He usually don't make it personal from the pulpit. But this is what God is showing us. If we have the spirit of Elijah, if we say that we are able to speak to mountains and they shall be moved because of the faith, then why are we behaving in such a way? That's a good question, isn't it, Pastor? Why is it, watch this, brother, though, that I allow my tongue to move me further and further? If we take one step away from God, that's fine. But see, God's legs is greater than yours. So imagine if he took a step away from you. I can imagine that's about 10,000 miles away. His legs are just that longer than mine. Just move way back from me. And I'm all by myself. I don't have nothing and nobody. But I got God. But I'm in this dry place. But I got God. But I'm believing in him that he's going to do it. But I got God. Yet all hell is still crumbling around me, and I don't even have a drink of water. But I got God. My bank account looks all right, but I'm still miserable. But I got God. Can you really believe that God has put you in a place for you to suffer like that? Ask yourself. this loving, this faithful God. Now, he's a jealous God. And God said, you are to put the commandments, putting all the gods before me. One of the ten. Putting all the gods before me. Don't do it. Don't worship something. Don't spend all your time and your finances, everything involved in other things. When I say other things, that means it's not of God. Hallelujah. Now, when do you provoke your rain? Anybody know when you provoke your rain? This is a good teaching today. This is not a preach word. This is a good teaching today. Anybody knows what to do to provoke your rain? It's not a trick question. It's not a perfect answer. Anybody? All this is failed. What'd you say? Pray. Mm-hmm. Anybody know what to do to provoke your rain? What else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, believe. Hallelujah. Here it is. When do you need to provoke your rain? When your victory is not complete. When all else is failed. I can't do anything, but God, I need to get a little bit of you so I can make this movement happen. Anybody ever been in that place? But have you ever been in a situation where you actually got the victory over that situation and you forgot to bless the Lord for it? Because you thought it was by your strength and your might. You thought you did this. You thought this was all about you. Amen. When those that are around you are mocking you that they have gathered up. Amen. When unbelievers are asking you, where is your God? When this satanic audience is waiting for your downfall, when an evil party are challenging your God in life, when you have looked at your own family life and you don't want to follow this evil pattern, amen. When a virus of disgrace has attached itself to your hand and is trying to bite you. When the enemy has sucked you dry, you need to provoke your rain when your debt is mounting up and your income is low. Come on, somebody. You got to provoke your rain when Lazarus of your destiny has been embalmed and buried. Hallelujah. We need to learn how to provoke our rain when the yokes begin to multiply, when they begin to change problems and begin to continue to grow. We got to learn how to provoke our rain. We have to know when it's the right time to call on God. Amen? Hallelujah. When you are being encouraged to be disobedient to God because you have a problem. When you are shedding tears and they have become a regular affair. Amen. When the road that you are traveling on is becoming rougher and rougher. When you notice that what you call a finishing fever is in your life. A spiritual fever starts as you are about to finish something you ain't have no business starting. You got to learn how to call on God. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in men, we ain't got no business in it. But Elijah was doing what God said to do. So when Elijah began to speak to that cloud, rain began to fall. Why is that? He had favor with the Lord. Anybody got favor today? I'll hold up two hands. I got favor. Because when I feel like when all this is failed, I call out on Jesus. Hallelujah. I encourage you to call out on Jesus. My daughter called me in despair. Hold up. Let's pray. We ain't got time for that. All these tears, we ain't in that. That's not who we are. We provoke our situation. Why? Because we pissed off enough to make it happen. Uh-oh. Did she just say that? Are you angry enough to change your situation? I was so upset when pain was in my body and nobody was listening and nobody understood. But I was angry enough, I was provoked enough to get up and make it happen. Somebody going to hear me. Somebody going to make the right changes in my life. Somebody's going to pay attention to what I'm experiencing. So when you proclaim, am I right about it, Brother Shin? Something is wrong. You got to make it happen. Faith without works is. Oh, I believe the Lord. I believe the Lord. I'm just going to give it all to God. He's going to change my situation. But you ain't working towards it. You ain't doing nothing really to make it happen. You ever seen busybodies? They're just so busy knowing everybody else's business, but they don't want you to know theirs. The Bible speaks about it. Or they can tell you everything. They can tell you how diabetes works, aren't they? Tell you everything your daughter going to experience and what you got to go through. Come on, somebody. Everybody got all the knowledge of everything, but when it comes down to them, they don't want to apply and they don't want you to know what's going on. Elisha was open. He wasn't like the king and Jezebel. He wasn't like them. He didn't keep certain things to himself. I said, Pastor McCray ain't like them. She don't keep it to herself. Sometimes deep be rolling his eyes because I'm telling everything. He was going to don't tell everybody your business. The devil is alive. Somebody might get out a solution that God's talking to them and tell me. Am I right? Even my enemy, keep your enemy close. No, I don't need to keep you close. I'm good. Because this God that I serve is good. Say, God is good. Good. Amen. Provoke your reign, saints. It's time to change your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. There is nobody that God does not have a good destiny for. The Bible says that I know the thoughts that I have towards you, that they are the thoughts of good, not of evil. Now, the Bible says, what the Bible says here, what it means is that when God does not have trouble, or that God does not have trouble or bad intentions, or bad destiny for anybody, but the rain of destiny may refuse to fall. How do you speak to the crowds today that you must rain the abundancy over your life? How do you declare what you are trying to have, all the showers of the blessings in? But now, what type of rain do you want to fall, and how do you provoke this rainfall? Well, we just read it. Now, the scripture says, the Bible says that he only has good thoughts and good destinies for you. So when we proclaim that I'm just going through, I'm suffering right now because God said, Lord, I'm suffering, we're taking that out of context. What that means is suffering, there are bad things all around you, so you may suffer some bad things all the time. It doesn't mean you have to suffer in this one thing all the time. That means many things are going around and you're going to suffer them. There is death. There is lying. There's fornication. There's adultery. There's physical pain. There's all types of things that are going. You're going to go through a lot of things that's all long suffering. Why is it long? Because your life should be long and long. But the word says here that he only has good thoughts for you. Amen. It says towards you that they are thoughts of good and not of evil. No good thing shall pass me. Why? Because I'm going to provoke my rain. Will you provoke your rain today? Hallelujah. Will you speak to those things? Here it says, this fan and worry of your life. In John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. It does not say pray for the God that God will not allow your heart to be troubled. Worry will give you something to do. It won't get you anywhere. It's just something to consume your time. It's just something to preoccupy. It means something to do because you sit right at 24 thoughts. Anyway, idle mind is the devil's workshop. I'm going to keep repeating that. You by yourself because you think nobody else don't care about you, don't love you. Watch that. Isn't that the devil? They don't do nothing for me. I don't care about me. I don't look for me. Ain't that the devil? I need you to know when the devil is talking, saints. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for this word today because it is rich and it's already blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Watch this. It is inside my bag and you don't have to worry about anything I carry in my bag. Anybody ever worry, wonder why you always, anybody been called a bag lady or the man in the bag, brick pillow? Don't worry about what's in my bag. Ain't none of your business in my bag. Is Jesus in your bag? Huh? Is Holy Spirit in your bag? Some people got to have all this stuff with them every day, all day, like that's where their salvation is wrapped up in. They can't no Bible in there. Ooh. Oh. Correct me. It's a Bible in there everywhere you go. You pull it out all the time. So you just got it for decoration. Come on, saints. Got a form of God. And no God, no Bible. I mean to pick at you, but I got to call you out sometimes. Amen? Sometimes we got to be made an example of. Okay, how old you think you are, and what you walk around to make sure that your faith is secure. But it's your actions, it's your character that speak for you. Elijah lived a good life in front of the people. He didn't live a sinful life, but he did just what God asked him to do. Would you do what God has you to do today? Good word. Good word. Said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be known unto God. When you make your request known unto God, his peace will come. You ain't got to tell me, I'm just trying to keep peace. Well, you already done talked to God and you made your request known, God will answer you. Put a contingency on that if you're living a righteous and holy life. Before God. Dang, that lady know how to go in those scriptures. You better believe it, baby. Hallelujah. Violent faith. Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is a sign of abundance of rain. There was no physical sign of rain, but Elijah had this evidence that was on the inside of him that whatsoever I call on my father, that his ear is hearken to hear my request. Boy, I believe God like that. Boy, I believe God like that. Pray until something happens. Anybody just went into prayer and boy, I remember on Thursday night, I went into a worship, I blessed the Lord for the Father's heart of God. That ministry had the Spirit of God flowing, and I was soaking wet when I left. Mind you, I didn't preach. But when the praises went up and the blessings fell down, I had buckets all around me. I came to, see, when you come into the house of God, you got to come with the attitude that I came to get something from me. I came to walk out of change. I don't want to walk into the place and leave out the same way I came. You ought to go into a place of worship and believe God like Elijah did. Whatever I ask of you, God, you will grant my request. When you walk into the house of God, you should come in with great expectation. Come in here heavy bound and heavy laden. What the scripture say, cast down. Just downcast and just, oh, woe is me. David didn't cry out to God until way down into that 140th, 130th. He didn't cry out to where, oh, have mercy. God, I've been talking to you all this time, but now I need you to have some mercy. Do you ever get in God's face and talk to God like that? And believe that he's going to answer. And look, Chris, I'm going to get my umbrella. I don't care what you say. Because if I'm going to pray for some rain, it's going to rain. If I'm going to pray for my debt to be canceled, it's going to be canceled. By any means necessary. Somebody say any means necessary. Hallelujah. Never accept your present position as your final position. Say, this is not the end. Amen. The enemy may have you playing games, amen, but don't agree with his games, amen. Do not negotiate with him at any level. Do not go into his camp because he got a fire over there and you need to get yourself warmed up, amen. Because in this fire, if you are warmed yourself in his fire, you would pay for every heat that you have endured. Dang. She just got me all hyped up. Now she gonna tell me that? Amen. The devil operates, amen. He's a primitive trade by barter. Everything and anybody that gets from him is a person that will vomit it. In other words, you reap what you sow. You're sowing the bad things, you get bad things. You're sowing the good things, you get good things. Amen? So don't go to him for help. Also, somebody has said that the greatest enemy is the success in his present achievement. Well, I am doing very well, thanks be unto God. Amen? So I don't need anybody to do anything anymore for me if it is not from God. Don't take your financial positions now in your final financial bus stop. Don't take your spiritual life now that it is your final bus stop. This is my final place. It don't get no better than where I am. There are higher heights and deeper depths in the things of God. So while you are casually comfortable where you are, you better examine yourself. Because every time I open my Bible, I get higher and higher and deeper and deeper. And my spirit man gets stronger and stronger. Why? Because I am eating the bread of life. Provoke. I'm pissed off enough to just command my situation. Elijah wasn't running no more. Anybody ever ran from something and God tell you go back the same way you came? And you know if you go that way? Oh, I remember as a child running from a whooping. I know if I got to go back that way. My kids in the house, y'all know about that, right? I used to keep my bedroom door open. I ain't going that way, her door open. I'd go out the back door, walk around the house and come through the front door. I ain't going to go by that door. Elijah didn't have a choice because he did what God told him to do, even if he was being faced by his enemy. And even that, he had enough strength to show his enemy, you don't have no power. You can't even make your situation change. But I'm here. I'm going to show you that I'm a true prophet of God, and I'm going to speak the oracles of God, and he's going to hear me. IPC, I need you to get to that point. If you're not already there, find yourself there. Get upset enough to want to change your situation. Ask yourself, am I stuck? Am I idle? Am I doing the same things I've been doing over and over and over again? Even in my household. I used to be real casual. Okay. I'm afraid of God. Faith is not worse than that. Let me get involved in this. Paul McCray. Say she beat me when y'all ain't looking. Yep. Confession is good for the soul. You know, I'd be the beating y'all think of, but he get whooped. Why? Because I'm commanding my rain. And you don't want to get wet by my rain. Bye. That goes for my family. That goes for my friendships. That goes for my marriage. That goes for my home, my children. That goes for everything, my ministry. You don't want to get wet by this rain. Goodbye. Because I'm commanding the spiritual things of God. And God, I live, I breathe, and I have my very being. For God, I live, and for God, I die. Now, ask me where I give my life to you. We're going to negotiate this thing. But for God, I give anything, because he gives anything to me. Amen? Amen. Send to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there someone today that desires, amen, to change their situation or their environment? Here it is. Keep going until you see results. Elijah said, go again and go again and go again. Keep going until you see perfection. Amen? Don't allow the enemy to make you depressed. All those periods you spent in just sitting down and mourning and having self-pities and self-sympathy, amen, you are allowing the enemy to gain on you. And God will open up his eyes of someone instead of sitting down to be crying. If he would just allow you to just experience him, then They will be jumping up and doing some praise and worship, and they will just be loving on God. They won't allow anything to hinder them from the good things of God. Because they will see just how close they are to God and what God desires of them. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't understand the principles of God. And when you get born again and you say that I am a child of God, to be some changes in your life. My father told me the other day, I bless the Lord for your ministry because it has allowed me to learn how to trust God. There should be some evidence, some fruit of your labor. Hallelujah. This is good. This is good for our souls and our bodies. And God is training you to see how firm you can stand. Keep going and don't give up and just keep going and just keep pressing and keep reaching and keep praying and keep repenting and keep fasting and keep asking God to do these things for you. For if you pray, after you pray that there is doubt that comes into your mind, forget about praying. Forget about fasting. Forget about deliverance. Forget about all these things if you're not going to believe that God is going to move on it. The Bible says to draw near to God. That is to put away all offenses to him and in your life and every apple of the devil that has worms in it. Every fruit that falls from his tree is already contaminated. Everything that appears to be good is already corrupted. So it's time for us to seek the true and living God. The God that David thirsted after. The God that provoked the living waters from within to flow. The God that we cry out to and say that he is the God of all universe. He's the God that we worship. The hymn says how great is our God. I need you to provoke your rain, saints. I need you to cause your situations and your environment to change. I need you to invite him in. All eyes and hearts conducive unto God at this time. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless you on this day, oh God. Father, somebody has their family members in mind, God. Somebody has their church members in mind. God, somebody wants to intercede right now. God, we know that we are crying out, Father, and we thank you for the greatest intercessor, God, the one that sits at your right hand, oh God, the one that cries out and asks for forgiveness for our sins, the one that pardoned himself, oh God, the one that released his dignity, oh God, and stepped down into hell, oh God, and took back the sins of God. Father, this is the one that intercedes, oh God, and Father, we're pleading the blood of Jesus. God, we're asking, oh God, as we intercede right now, oh God, that you honor our prayers unto you, oh God. That, oh God, that you change our situations, oh God. And Father, if we're crying out that we are born again, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you release your Holy Spirit unto us. That we might not sin against you, Father. Hide it in our hearts as David said. Father, we dare not want to go against anything, oh God. David said, may hate and come to my rescue, O God, for my enemy is at hand. God, I pray life into my enemy, O God. I pray healing into my enemies, O God. Father, I pray deliverance unto my healing, O God. Father, I pray that you save and sanctify them. That I will no longer look to them and call them my enemy, O God, but that I will call them my friend. Father, I know that I am not Jesus and neither one of us under the sound of my voice, oh God. But Father, give us the strength to be perfect in his will. Give us more of your doctrine, oh God. Give us more of your guidance, more of your teaching, oh God, and more of your understanding. Allow us this repentance, oh God, that you may wash our sins as white as snow, with the blood of Jesus. Father, we bless you on today. We give you all praise and we give you all honor that belongs to you and only you. We seal our petition and our prayer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, come on and give him a hand clap unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Lord, I need you to come forth. Javillions, I need you to pray for him. Thank you, Jesus. I need your blessed oil. I need you to anoint him. In the name of Jesus. Every vain imagination, every wicked thing that will exalt itself against God. Every thought that is not like God. Everything that would esteem itself against God. Oh, come on, place. I need us to be praying right now. Deacon Creighton, I need you to get the hand of Mother Brown, and I need you to go into prayer. We need to touch and agree. Sister Creighton, I need you to go back there with McCray. I need you to hold his hand and touch and agree. Oh, we're going to be a praying church right now. Come to me, Sky. Hallelujah. 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 Come to me. Lord God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We ask that God continue to move in you as we bless his holy name for you. We ask for deliverance in your home, and we ask for deliverance in the hospitals. We ask for deliverance in the jailhouse. We ask for deliverance in the courthouse. We ask for deliverance in this land in the name of Jesus. And we will keep you in mind, Lord Talk listeners, in Jesus' name.